March 1st, 2006, Insomnia Radio Live featured Chance Recliner and the Thieves at the Tongue and Groove in San Francisco. March 4th, we launched the first video podcast. March 8th, the second video podcast. March 10th, I hosted Bit Jobs for the Masses number 105. March 15th, we launched our first and only, sort of, ad campaign with Castrol. I did 4 episodes of Insomnia Radio, worked full-time, and on March 29th, the first Insomnia Radio regional show, Seattle, launched. How in God's name did I stay sane? The music. This is Lorenzo's Music with All I Want. See you in a few.
I can feel the heat from a box of matches and gasoline. I can feel your pain. Now I'm on my knees, wishing you 100 years of peace.
Yeah. side. Break the tide.
Yes, Berman with Send Me to the End. And you know what? On March 27th, something I forgot to mention, I was also lucky enough to be able to feature a world premiere look, I guess, or exclusive or whatever you want to call it. A first look at their new album. We played three tracks from Send Me to the End. And, you know, Berman has always embraced podcasters, is very DIY. So make sure you check them out, bermanmusic.com. And before that, Lorenzo's Music with All I Want. Two of my all-time favorites, to be honest. Most of these songs will be. That's why when anyone asks me if, you know, what are my 10 favorite songs? What are my 10 favorite bands? Impossible question. There's more like 200 or 300 of each. So welcome back. This is, if I'm counting right, Insomnia Radio 114. For March 2006, counting down, not really counting down, but recapping the best songs from March 2006 on Insomnia Radio. So let's keep the music flowing. This next song is by an artist named Jason Lowenstein, and the song is Casserole, and then we're going to hear from Snowden with Good News. Enjoy.
Digging us a hole in the middle of the
Snowden with Good News. That's from their 2003 self-titled album. And for some reason, all of... Oh, what just happened? Okay, we may have to... Well, we'll see. Anyway, sorry, this live to hard disk thing, it's tricky sometimes. Because if something screws up, well, then you've got problems. But what's interesting is with this media player that I'm using, it's called Amarok for SUSE Linux. It has Last.fm practically built in to it, which is really, really cool. As you're listening to a song, it will not only submit it to Last.fm, but it'll actually list all the other albums by that artist, the other playlist that you have that particular track in your own library, and it will also suggest not only artists, but additional songs that are similar by other artists. So it's really, really cool, and it's led to a lot of you know, musical discovery, which is something that iTunes, Windows Media Player don't really do well. Okay, where are we at? 10 tracks for you, by the way, on this one, because I just couldn't narrow it down to 8. And I'm going to stay with the format we've kind of established so far with the January and February shows. 2 tracks at a time. Very little talking so that you guys can enjoy the tunes. So, the next artist is Empty Self. And by the way, he's got another project called Sire, which is a very hard rock, progressive metal type of project that's similar to Tool. So if you're a Tool fan remotely, definitely check out Sire. I'll have them on a show coming up in early 2007. But their website is sire.tv. It's CIRE.TV. But this is Eric's other project, Empty Self, with Liberated. And then we're going to hear from Mighty Flashlight with Ballet School.
After all this time, you think we know. think we now know. Every time you're told not to question, you should do so.
Sorry about those Skype sounds, guys. Mighty Flashlight with Ballet School, spelled S-K-O-O-L. And if you like Mighty Flashlight, you might also check out Cub Country, Joan of Arc, The Promise Ring, Girls Against Boys, or Mile Marker. And before that was Empty Self with Liberated, and you can check Empty Self out at EmptySelf.com. Next up for you, the Super Lux. Not the Super Lux. I've got four cups of coffee in me. I can't be trusted with that much coffee in my blood. Super Lux with Sugar Chalet. And then I'm actually going to come back after that song and break format. And I'll take you out with three songs in a row that kind of hold a special place in my musical soul. So here is Super Lux, Sugar Chalet on Insomnia Radio. Screw it. Here is Recliner Kept Me Around.
Well, it was perfect. And it was dangerous. But it was not gonna happen. Not gonna happen now. And it was certain. And it was obvious. That it was not gonna happen. Not gonna happen. Yeah. Help me around.
Well, I didn't plan on doing that, but then again, I forgot to tell my media player to stop after that last track. So, hey, that was Recliner with Kept Me Around from their Make a Friend album. And you can find them at poisonpenrecords.com/recliner or myspace.com/recliner. And so I wanted to talk about Insomnia Radio Live because it really was a special event. It was a learning experience. It was hell. It was heaven. It was many, many different things. It all started because Sam Stokes of the Thieves was looking for a show somewhere in Northern California to launch their 8-week tour that started in March. And I had no experience booking shows whatsoever. But I started calling around and I found this little club in San Francisco called The Tongue and Groove. And it sort of morphed into, well, if I'm doing this, what can we do to make it as big and as cool as possible? And so I thought, man, it would kick ass to have Chance and Recliner play with The Thieves, because at the time, and they still are, three of my favorite artists that I've come across doing Insomnia Radio. And so it just, I called Chance and he was like, yeah, sure. And I called Recliner and they were in you know, into it. And so then the big light bulb went off. Let's do it live. Let's broadcast it live over the internet as it happens. Yeah, that turned into a nightmare. let me read you something real quick. Chance wrote this on the site back in March. San Francisco, a recap. The drive up was pretty copacetic. We saw 13 cops on our way up, but none of those sightings occurred while we were driving 90. Arrived in San Francisco about 5-ish and found Rockstar parking just around the corner. Fed the meter for 45 minutes and we were good to go. Inside the club, nary a sound man was to be found. This nary feeling lasted for, an hour and a half. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but that was the beginning of a night that turned into kind of a hellish ordeal. For over a month, the club had assured me, oh yeah, we've got Wi-Fi, we've got internet, no problem. Well, I get there, and aside from there being no sound man, and not even knowing who the sound man was going to be, the club manager says, oh yeah, we pulled our DSL out 2 weeks ago. So it sucked. It would have been great to broadcast that live. Unfortunately, the recorded audio did not come out so well. But if you dig around, you can find one of the video casts that we did with the Thieves' entire set. So I'll try and link to that if I can dig it up. But anyway, it was just a really special time among all the chaos of March. That was the beginning of what would be a really, really insane month. Six or seven big events on the show in addition to working full-time. And like I said at the top of the podcast, the music is what kept me sane, and it's what keeps me sane today. So I'm going to take you guys out of this episode with two more of my favorite songs, and these were played that night. The Thieves with Still Goes On, and Chance with My Oh My. I'll see you tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Last Chance Saloon. You better send me away. Midnight to noon. Cause I've been.
You get up if you have drowned out of the river bayou. Don't talk, don't make a sound. I want to hypnotize you with hypersonic booms. Your luck is switched to ultra. Turn off the fumes. If I get carried away, don't put your love on ice. Think twice, but don't think it's over. Look up, feel good, think big, and look alive.
Can you see it? My, oh my. but don't think it's over. Look